Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's one question that Lutherans are known for, it's, what does this mean? That's Brother Martin's repeated question in the small catechism that we force our confirmands here to memorize. Our readers today are experiencing that grace now, even if they don't recognize it quite as a grace. Our worship tends to be an invitation to contemplate, even a children's pageant. There are those who are singing and speaking to a larger audience or in costume for the first time. There are others who have been part of this for 9 years, and this is their first year watching with you. They get to observe it from the outside, no longer adorable enough to be gawked over. There are parents who did this as children and were away from it for a while and now are experiencing their children as part of it. And there are older parents who with shock and terror realize that they are old enough to have older children. The same event, a simple nativity play, is cause for reflection. Reflection on what binds us together, contemplation on passing time, and hopefully thoughts about what is truly important in time's deepening stream. The title of the pageant is From Heaven Above. And that's the start of the hymn that will weave its way through the children's presentation. The hymn is a call and a response of angels and shepherds. The angels know what is priceless and what is dross. And they appear on the Judean hillside in all of their glory to announce it. From heaven above to earth I come to bring good news to every home. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen, virgin mild. This is the Christ, our God most high, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be, from all your sins to set you free. God most high, found in a manger. Not found in a palace or a temple, not found with the high and the mighty, but with a peasant virgin in a stable. The heralds of his coming, not sent to Rome or even Jerusalem, but to shepherds on the hills. God has acted, and he continues to act for you. This one is your Savior. This one breaks the iron fetters of our sin and frees us from the devil, from the world, and our own flesh. That's the call of the angels. Come. Come and see the King. The rest of Luther's hymn is the contemplation and response of the shepherd. Luther's hymn has 15 verses. Luther was not always succinct, but also within living memory, singing was not just a professional enterprise, but everyone did it all the time. And some of those verses we won't sing, but are the shepherds contemplating what they've heard. How glad we'll be to find it so. Then with the shepherds, let us go. Which gives way to some question. Who is this child, so young and fair? Is this the Christ lying there? Which gives way to some pondering on the mystery of the incarnation. Ah, Lord, though you created all, how weak you are, so poor and small. where earth 1,000 times as fair and set with gold and jewels rare, it would be far too poor and small, a cradle for the Lord of all. And then Luther moves on to the apprehension of truth. And so it pleases you to see the simple truth revealed to me, that worldly honor, wealth, and might are weak and worthless in your sight. God chose peasants and virgin girls and shepherds. He didn't just choose them as his people, although he did that. He could have been a king holding himself above his people, but no. God chose these as his family. We might not get to choose our families, but God does. And he chose us. Through rough manger straw and Judean hillsides, through trial and redemption, through spear and nail, he chose you. Exactly what the angels called Jesus became, our Savior. And exactly what the shepherds had to ponder is left to us as well. How do we respond to the gospel? Is this the Christ child lying there? Will we join with those shepherds who took off through the night, dearest Jesus, holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled, a quiet chamber set apart for you to dwell within my heart? Do we treasure up all these things in our heart with Mary, repeating them, hearing the call at different ages, and responding anew each time we hear it, letting the children move our hearts to response? My heart for very joy must leap, my lips no more can silence keep. I too must sing with joyful tongue that sweetest ancient cradle song. Or do we put it all out of mind, give it no thought, a boring and stale practice that must give way to something new? What does this manger mean to you? A picture opportunity, or God with us? Lend your ears to the children's story, and lend your voices to the response. Amen.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth in peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
And when they saw it, they made known to the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.